Good morning. You are tuned into High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. Welcome back. So glad you're here with us and hope you're having a great morning. I have got a huge treat for everyone today. We've got live in the studio two extremely interesting human beings that are doing a really cool event that's related to the High Plains. We've got Hui Yuan Liu and we've got Tim Ingles. Hui Yuan, you are the event manager of the Albuquerque Chinese Lantern Fest, and Tim, you are helping coordinate this with the construction, and I am so excited to have you here. As soon as I heard that this was happening here in Amarillo, I just wanted you in here to tell folks about this extremely cool event. So welcome to High Plains Morning.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
So what you have done, it is happening very soon, and it's a lot of work that has gone into it. It is the Albuquerque Chinese Lantern Fest, and it is the premier Chinese Lantern Festival in Albuquerque, and it's going to happen at the Expo New Mexico Fairgrounds in Albuquerque, and it's an internationally touring light show. It's going down this Friday, October 6th, and it's up all the way through November 12th.
That's right.
That's a really long time.
Yeah, it's 5 weeks and we open every day.
That's incredible. And now tell us a little bit about the background of this festival.
So Chinese Lantern Festival has a history of over 2,000 years, and we do that usually during the Chinese New Year in China, which is usually in February or March. But now that we're doing it in the U.S., and it's actually our 14th stop in Albuquerque, we do that all year round. And the one that we are doing in Albuquerque will be for 5 weeks from October to November.
So this is your 14th stop this year?
That's right. Yeah. No, sorry, actually since 2 years ago. So we've been to many different cities and that's our 14th stop.
Wow. You haven't really had any breaks at all?
Not really. That's good.
And now, Tim, how did you get involved with this?
Well, I lived in China for 2 years and Hui Yuan was my roommate in Beijing. And so we just kept in contact, and then she started working with this company, and then they were looking for a site to do some construction, and she knew that our family had ties to land, and so we found a work site just outside of Amarillo, and that's where we had, you know, a lot of the construction and housing and food and cultural exchange happening for 3 weeks.
About. Now, as far as having land, that's really important here because we're talking about, these are not tiny little lanterns that you can, you know, string along your deck. These are large lanterns.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Tell us about what exactly we're talking about so people can understand.
So for this show in Albuquerque, we have 25 larger than life sets of lanterns. And for example, we have a dragon that's of 100 feet long and the head itself, it's 600 pounds. Oh. And then we have also a palace lantern that's of 3 stories high and many, many others.
So you said a 600-pound head and 100 foot long.
Yeah, so we need to have a forklift or a crane to lift it up to install the lantern.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is impressive.
The structure, it's been fun to watch. So basically, you know, it's these somewhat thin metal wires, but there's a lot of them. And then they pull different color fabrics for different angles. And so that's sort of how they get the basic form. And then depending on the complexity of the piece, then they'll have an artist come and paint on other features. So like they'll make maybe an orange tiger skin and then they'll paint on the stripes, or they'll make a penguin and then they'll like paint on some of the faded color for the chest and things like that.
So tell me a little bit about how exactly these became like assembled in Amarillo. So how did this happen? You have people come in for this.
Yeah. So we, I don't know, I guess my friend Hui Yuan was looking for a short-term site to set up for the Albuquerque Festival, and sometimes they try to do it just on the fairgrounds, but that wasn't allowed in Albuquerque, and so...
Well, would they even have had the space?
In Albuquerque, it's a little bit difficult for us this time because we only have 2 weeks set up, but usually it takes at least 4 or 5 weeks to do the whole show, to set up, to repair, and to build everything. And then at the time when we were looking for a warehouse, only had 2 weeks, I don't know where to look. And but fortunately, like Amarillo is only 4 hours away from Albuquerque, and Tim had some land for us.
Yeah, and so we just we sort of put it together quite quickly, and yeah, it's just been really fun because you know, I can help translate and I can help make sure everything is going smoothly for the Chinese people and for the local Americans, and it's just been really fun.
So as far as like how many lanterns are we talking here? How much ground space is this thing taking up right now?
Well, the work site's probably around 4 to 5 acres. And, you know, when they came on site, they built a giant tent, and they have another tent for outdoor cooking because they cook for 24 people three times a day.
Right, and, because we have a chef traveling with the team, and she cooks for everybody every day.
Yeah. And then I'd say, yeah, what, it's about 5 acres maybe, right?
I think when
it sets up, I don't know, it must be 2-3 acres at least. But yeah, there's, you know, like you said, 1,000 different pieces of varying sizes from, you know, maybe a few square feet to enormous. So yeah. It just depends.
To enormous, to 600-pound heads.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Now tell me a little bit about the history of the crew that works on these and how exactly you got people to come over here to Amarillo and crash in a tent and assemble all these all these incredible lanterns.
So for every show that we do in the U.S., we have to fly people in from Sichuan. That's where all the artisans are from. And in this particular city called Zigong in Sichuan, the tradition of lantern making and the technique's been really well preserved there. And all the lantern festivals in China, they're produced by artisans from this city. So we have to bring people in from this city, and this time we have 22 of them, and so they work on site and they have to build the lanterns here, and after a while we'll ship the lanterns from Amarillo to Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm. And it's been, I mean, it is sort of a tradition, like certain families would have learned it from their fathers, and so it's had a long tradition, and it originally started with like previously, it would have been bamboo frames with paper and candles to light, and now it's sort of moved into LED lights and different kinds of fabrics and paint.
And you said the frames are pretty sturdy now; they're steel.
Yeah, they're steel. They try to keep them kind of light so that you can get, because the lighter it is, you can get more angles, mm-hmm. so you can get like better shapes. But the bigger ones are definitely sturdier. Kind of depends.
So this is really highly specialized work that you just can't hire somebody who's like, hey, I want to do a piece like
right,
this.
Right, it is. Yeah. And they all learn it, like the artisans, they all learn it from their parents, like passed down from generations or from apprenticeship. So I think it's really amazing that this can be kept for such a long time.
And how long has your crew been working on these?
By now, about 5 weeks, I think.
Wow. So in August. They got here in August?
Yeah, they got here in August, yeah.
Wow. I just can't even imagine. This has got to be really interesting. Now, Tim, you live out in that area, and you've been hosting this mm-hmm. group of folks. How are they finding Amarillo? That's got to be a really different type of trip for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think they really like it, because oftentimes they're in somewhat more industrial areas. Maybe they're camped out next to a big warehouse in Cincinnati or something. So this time, the site is, just a little outside of Amarillo, and it has a lot of wild space. So, they've seen deer and a few rattlesnakes, which is a little scary, but,
and welcome to Amarillo.
Exactly. And they have like nice sunsets and, what else? Like take some pictures with the flowers and take little walks. And the main thing is just trying to keep the wind down, which has been pretty good actually in the fall. It's the less windy, but these are big structures that can potentially blow over. So if the wind's not blowing, I think we're all pretty happy.
That's great. Now tell us about some of the showpieces, like the more, elaborate lanterns that you can expect to see if folks go out to the Albuquerque Festival.
So like I just mentioned, we have a dragon, which is the highlight for every show because we tour with the dragon with every show. And then how it's made is that we use lots of metal wires, and the artist will draw the dragon or whatever the lantern is on a piece of plywood or on the ground, and then the welder will weld along the lines and then bring it into a 3D shape, and then we have a team of electricians to wire up all the light bulbs, and then they have to choose the right color of the light bulb because sometimes it's supposed to be like color changing or supposed to be of a brighter color, and so it's very important to use the right one. And then after that we have a team of gluing artisans to pick the right kind of fabric and the right color to glue on the dragon. And then we have one artist that does all the final touches, like the head and the eyes and other details.
The master painter. Just
right,
like final
right,
painting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I would say the whole dragon would take at least 10 people and a week's time to build.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, they work pretty long hour. I mean, they work pretty, they're pretty solid workers. And so it's just a lot of step-by-step process. It's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see these things. Now you also have like a three-story high pagoda is one of them?
Yes, and wow. That one actually spins in the middle. And
of course it does.
So, yeah, it would be pretty. All of them would be pretty when you look at them at night.
Yeah. Where they are. Yeah, and I've only seen them during the day. You know, I've seen the new fabrics hung, but I think it's even more impressive when they're lit up at night. It's
just that's great.
Eye-catching.
Now, the festival that's happening in Albuquerque, it's not just the lanterns, right?
No, we have many other programs as well. So after the show is set up, we'll have a group of performers that's who's going to fly in all the way from China as well. There were, I think this time, 8 of them. And then we have a combination of acrobats and folk dance and music, which is included in the nightly show. So, yeah, that will be 7 days a week as well.
It's really so impressive that, like you were saying, it's going from the October 6th all the way to November 12th, and it's 5:30 to 10 every single night.
Two performances
during the weekdays and three performances on the weekend.
That's included in the admission, so that would be a plus.
That's great.
Yeah, I would say as someone who's lived in China for a few years as a Westerner who's done that, you know, I think in some ways what's happening here is there's tons of different cultural traditions in China, and there's tons of different things to see and going on. And now slowly that's sort of coming out into the international scene so that we can see some of the richness that Chinese culture has to offer. And I think that's part of what they're trying to present. They're trying to present obviously the lights, but then also some of the music and dance, and maybe at some point even food, you know, trying to give an idea of like how many different things are happening in China and how rich the culture is.
True.
That's fantastic. And now the Albuquerque festival that you're having, it also is kind of happening and overlapping with the, you know, renowned International Balloon Fiesta, right?
Yes, I'm actually really looking forward to that, not just because it's my first time in Albuquerque, and it's also I really want to be in the festival as well. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a small booth inside to show people what we are doing, and hopefully we can get some more people there. And if you happen to be in Albuquerque at the same time, I think it's really cool to like be in the Balloon Fiesta in the morning and then come to the light show in the evening.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so the Balloon Fiesta is happening the 7th to the 15th of October. And so that almost is like the sweet spot to go, because then you can see the balloons and stop in and see the festival as well.
Right.
Well, thank you both so much for being in here and sharing this information with folks across the High Plains. One of the things we love to do in our region is to drive. Drive very, very far.
Yeah. Cool.
For really, really cool international events. And so Albuquerque Chinese Lantern Fest.com is the address. You can get more information for tickets and other information. It's October 6th through the November 12th. So opening night is this Friday. And it's open every single day from October 6th to November 12th, 5:30 p.m. to 10 every single night. Two nightly performances on weeknights and three on weekends, and ABQChineseLanternFest.com. And you have a Facebook page, right?
Yes, we do. It's Chinese New Mexico Chinese Lantern Festival, which is easy to find.
Well, thank you both so much for being in here. We have Tim Ingalls and Hui Yuan Liu. I'm so
thank
excited
you.
I pronounced it right. Thanks so much for being in here. We cannot wait to see these lanterns.
Thanks so much, Chinese.
Thank you.
Thank you.